It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh Swanson School of Engineering recently received a nearly $3 million award to develop a technology that would help decide if a rotator cuff injury should be treated with physical therapy or if the patient should go under the knife. The money from the National Institute of Health is to be used over the next 5 years. Facebook says some 450 million people use its site to buy and sell anything from cars to baby clothes. In response, the company is launching a separate marketplace section that seeks to make it easier to move your old record collection. This week, the tech report gets as serious as a heart attack. A small startup company in East Liberty is working on a product that it thinks could help predict your risk level of having a heart attack without having to leave your living room. Excel Diagnostics Vice President of Engineering Greg Lewis says the company is placing a common blood test done in hospitals and select doctors' offices onto a device no bigger than a credit card. He says the heart releases several proteins that can be detected in the bloodstream.
In particular, the ones that we're looking at are BNP and troponin, both of which are released when the heart muscles are overly stressed, particularly when a patient is at a high risk for something like a myocardial infarction or even a heart attack in the near future.
Lewis says near future means any time in the next 3 to 5 weeks. A BNP test is routinely done in emergency rooms when a patient is complaining of chest pains or shortness of breath. The goal is to see if the symptoms are related to heart problems or if there's something else doctors should be considering. Some larger doctors' offices have invested a few thousand dollars in a BNP testing machine, but Allegheny Health Network Cardiovascular Institute Medical Director Sreeniva Murali says it could be useful to help test for BNP levels at home. He uses the example of a patient with a history of heart problems who's experiencing shortness of breath at home, and he's not sure if he should just wait it out.
But if you have a BNP test, and if the BNP is high, that might direct you to go to the emergency room or call the doctor on call or whatever, however you want to handle that.
The Excel diagnostic test would work like this. The patient places a few drops of blood on the credit card-sized test. That blood then goes into microchannels inside the card, where part of it goes into a channel that displays the volume of blood collected. The remainder of the blood is tested using Excel's proprietary process and sent to a second thermometer-like display to indicate how much BNP has been detected.
And what we can do is we can analyze the ratio between those two columns, and we can run that through an algorithm that we've developed, and that will spit out the concentration of those biomarkers.
But Lewis doesn't want to make patients do the math, so they're creating a smartphone app that would allow the patient to simply take a picture of the test card.
It would measure those two columns, it would compare the ratios, it would run all that through an algorithm, and then it would provide a number, and that number could be transferred directly to a physician.
The whole process right now takes about 20 minutes. Lewis says the goal is to cut that in half or less and to produce the test at a cost that would allow for it to be sold below the Medicare reimbursement rate of $45 to $60 per test. Lewis says BNP testing could be a multi-billion dollar market for the company, and that's just the start.
This is a platform technology, so we can tweak one or two parts of this and very easily shift it from testing for BNP to traumatic brain injury marker to a sepsis marker to a cardiac biomarker test for canines.
And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.